Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Illinois High School Association has a state tournament series in speech, and Rock Ridge has a speech team, and one of their members is senior Reagan Edgen. And I want to learn about this, Reagan Edgen. You had a regional competition over the weekend, the team did. You were lucky enough to advance to the next round down near the Peoria area, the sectional this coming weekend. First up, congratulations. Teach me about how the IHSA speech tournament works.
Well, thank you. So basically, what happens is there are a bunch of duet actors and there are a bunch of solo actors that compete in different events. So some of the different events can include like a humorous duet acting or a dramatic duet acting. Then there's also something that I do called original oratory, where I basically talk about a societal issue and how that makes me feel, and I try and persuade people into feeling that they need to make a difference. There are also things like poetry and prose, where people can cut parts of books and poems and present those in forms of speeches.
In your category, original oratory, you were able to advance, so it's an original works. Can you elaborate a little bit about what you present?
My specific oratory is about like how the mental health is represented in media, like visual media, so movies and TVs, and how things, how that can give a stigma and how they can misrepresent it, and just the different ways that that can affect society and how they view mental illness. And I also watched one that also advanced to sectionals about water scarcity and the ways that we can save water, or there was another one about homosexual blood donation. It, basically, you can choose any topic as that you want, as long as you have enough information and enough statistics and enough backing to prove that this speech is worth making a difference for.
So when you give the presentation or the speech, how does the judging work? Is there a panel of judges? Explain that.
So for the first and the second round, we only had one judge who, for each round, we had four people competing, and there were two rounds. So there were eight in total. So there were four girls in my room, and there were four girls in another room, and they determined whether or not, like, what our ranking was for that round, and those rankings will be combined and determined on whether or not you make it to finals, and then from finals, it'll determine whether or not you get to advance to sectionals.
And where did your interest in this come from? And I assume there's something called stage fright that you have to get over, right? I mean, they tell you that you know, one of the great fears in life for everyone is the fear of public speaking. Apparently, that's not an issue for you and the Rock Ridge speech team, I assume.
Oh, no, that's a big fear. It's just, so I've been doing speech for 4 years, and my freshman year I was absolutely terrified. But after a little while, you learn to accept it and you learn to cope. And I've actually learned to use that fear in a way to boost my voice and boost my confidence. And
well, that's awesome. So in your category, original oratory, as you mentioned, you move on to the sectional competition from the regional this past weekend. I think, were telling me off the air, what is it you get? There's really no time limit per se, but you can't go past 8 minutes. Is that? Can you explain that a little bit?
So you can go, I believe it's, you can go until 8:30. You have 8 minutes and 30 seconds. But as soon as you hit 8 minutes, there are two timers in the back of the room on each side of the back of the room, and they put their hand up, and that basically means that you have 30 seconds to wrap it up before you get disqualified.
I think it's pretty neat that the IHSA does a state tournament series in speech. So what about them, you know, basically saying, yeah, this is important enough as an organization to have a competition for kids in this activity? What do you think of that?
Well, I personally think that it's awesome. Speech was one of the things that I got into as a freshman, and that's really where I became my core, like what I wanted to do and what I wanted to continue throughout my high school career, and like where I made most of my friends. So I like to think of speech as like a smaller competitive theater, And it's basically a lot more, it's a lot more taking from than just performing a play. So at Rockridge, we do two plays and one musical a year, but we only practice for about a month and a half before every single play or musical. But with speech, you have every single weekend we have a different tournament. And every single week leading up to that weekend, it's your job to practice, and it's your job to get in with the speech coach and get things done.
Well, that's awesome. So I assume then you participate in the two plays and the musical at Rockridge every year, too?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, Reagan Edgen, it's great to follow the Rockridge speech team, and she's going to be participating at the sectional this coming weekend after last weekend's regional. Reagan Edgen, nice going, and good luck this next weekend.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.